Welcome to day 20 of the fast. Great to have you tuning in with us today. 2 days left. Stick with it. You know, through our time in this fast, we've almost walked all the way through Psalm 119. We worked our way through all the way up to verse 161. And this week, we've zeroed in on connecting our prayers to God's word, because we've said our prayers are never more powerful than when they are connected to God's word. So in this same vein, let's look at Psalm 119, starting in verse 161. It says, "Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. I rejoice in your promise like one who finds great spoil. I hate and detest falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. I wait for your salvation, Lord, and I follow your commands. I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known to you." So here we find again that the psalmist is being persecuted. But yet, in the midst of his persecution, he declares his continued loyalty to God and his willingness to obey. And I want you to look again at what verse 161 says. He says, "Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word." So the psalmist is being persecuted without cause. And that word "rulers" not only refers to kings and princes, it can also refer to a commander in an army. So his persecution is coming from the hands of powerful people. And he says they are persecuting without cause. So he hasn't broken laws, he hasn't injured anyone, he hasn't been living in rebellion, yet he's being persecuted. But in the midst of the persecution, when it would be natural to be trembling in fear, I love what he says, "But my heart trembles at your word." Do you get what he's saying? Instead of allowing his heart to tremble in fear of the persecution, he's saying, "My heart trembles at God's word." Let me show you a few other translations of that verse. One translation says, "Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words." Another one says, "Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart fears only your word." When trouble comes, the psalmist is telling us that he fears God and not man. In fact, an old British Army officer, Colonel James Gardner, used to say, "I fear God, and so I have nothing else to fear." Makes me wonder if he'd been reading Psalm 119. I think this is a great verse to pattern our prayers after. When trouble comes, if we're not standing in awe of God and what he has said, we can fall prey to the fear of man, fear of what others might say about us, fear of what others might think about us. We can fall prey to fearing what others might do to us. But instead of living in a place of fear, let's choose to fear God. Stand in awe of him and his word. So here's one way we might pattern our prayers after this verse today. You might pray something like this: "Lord, though there are things happening around me today that could cause me to live in fear, I choose to stand in awe of you. And I ask that you would give me a heart that trembles only at your word. Amen." Now, as I've said this every day, but that is a prayer the Lord will answer, because it's directly connected to the word and in line with his will. Now, I want to encourage you, in your prayer journal today, write out anything that might be causing you to fear as of late. List it, then surrender that fear to God and invite him to give you a heart that always stands in awe of him. Know I'm praying for you today, and I'll see you back tomorrow for day 21.